We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ches Sif Dalet Sak and Kemach. If you have a bag with flour, Shneslach Lech Mamayim that got wet, Imhu B'Mokum Echad. If it's in one spot, Ben Shudayin Lach Ben Shnes Yabish. Whether it's still moist, whether dried up, Yachas Hamachas Azeh B'Yaday. He should grab that spot with his hand. Yara Kashar, keep that separate, that flour separate, pour out the rest of the flour, imhumotar. So the way the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha is that we're speaking about a case where it got wet at the bottom of the bag, and therefore you could separate that part out. But if it got wet on the top of the bag, or not on the side of the bag, then it's impossible to do this. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if before you were able to separate this spot out, the entire contents of the bag got all mingled together, mixed together, again, there won't be a way to save any of the flour in the bag. If it got more wet in a number of spots in the bag, and becomes difficult to do what we just described, as a medayin hulach, if it's still wet, sift the flour, and here too, the Mishnah Berurah says we should sift it with a very small, strong sifter to make sure that mashanisha al nafa perurim, what's left on the top, is in clumpy, is zeh levad chomis, that's the part that we consider as chomis, v'shar mutter, and the rest of the flour will be mutter. V'kenim ochlu achbrim min hakemach. If mice ate from the flour, yirukadenu, sift it, abm kvan shabish, but if everything already dried up, so you won't be able to identify which is the flour that got wet, loimahani akoda, then sifting won't be useful, and the kolak kamechosa, and therefore all the flour cannot be used for Pesach. Sif hei, b'yom shetachnu as a kamach, the day that they sift, that they grind the flour. Oslof, I said, that day you shouldn't bake that flour. The flour is still hot, and it becomes chametz quickly, if you'll put water into it. You should wait at least 24 hours between grinding the flour and you're actually using the flour. And there are those, the Taz says, that wait 3 days at least from the grinding until the use of that flour. Sivav hasakim shesham b'yos hakemach, the bags in which the flour is put, toiv lasoysim chadoshim, it's good to make new ones, or lachal apachas, or at least lahatas atfiris, to undo where the seams where they're sewed together, because there may be old flour stuck there, ulchapsoisim hatev bechamin, to wash them well in hot water be'efer detergent ubeshivshev v'chavitoy, really rubbing and rinsing it completely well. Sivvav sivzayin also nirsakim kamech agav behema, the bag holding the flour should not be put on top of an animal, elam yeshe or av tachtov, unless there's a thick saddle on the animal. We have to be concerned that the flour will get hot from the heat of the animal's body. Become moist from the moisture. One should try not to put many bags, one on top of the other. Again, the flour gets hot, and it can become chametz when we need that flour. And therefore, there's some that are careful to put the flour not into bags. They put them into boxes where a lot of these concerns fall away. Simen kuf tes din hamayim. Ein loshav sa matzis. We're not allowed to knead the matzis. Ela b'mayim shlonu halayla. Only with water that was left overnight. Dahayna, that means shiyishav oisam. We have to draw the water, Ben Ashmashis, they we draw the water during the time Ben Shmashos, the Yamda Batalish Kalalaila, and they'll be left not in the source of the water all night long. The water should preferably, explain the Paiskim, come from the water should preferably explain the Paiskim come from a river or from a well. We should not and then still let them be over left overnight. Water from the sink are many issues that come up with not why one should not use water from the sink. One is because as they go through the pipes that deliver them from the reservoir to your sink, it could get heated up from being in that type of a location. Number two, we don't know if there are not chemicals added to the water, particularly like fluoride and all these other ingredients that could affect the water, that could make the water chametz. If when you're baking the matzahs, let's say, in the winter, when the nights are very long, still, you're not allowed to use the water until the day begins. And if you're baking the matzahs in the summertime, where the nights are not that long, you don't have 12 hours from when you collect the water until you until the day begins. We always have to wait at least 12 hours from the when the water was drawn until we actually going to use the water. The people that what they do is as soon as the day begins in the morning, they use that water. Even though 12 hours from the water was drawn have not passed. Even if they have something to rely on, most Paiskim hold that should not be done. One should be careful. Sif Beis. If you don't know exactly when Ben Shmashos is, which that's the proper time to collect the water, Yagdim Ktsas. So make it a little earlier. However, don't collect the water before the Shkia. The minig that most people have is that they draw the water right after the Shkia, which according to the opinion of the Goynim, is when the Ben Shmashos essentially begins. V'minig l'sana samayim, after drawing the water, they filter the water, and to cover them. And even in the house, we're careful that the water should not be left exposed. And we should be careful to use it, to use a linen piece of material to cover the water. The water should be left in a cool spot. And when you carry them home and during the day, they should not come in contact from the sun shining on them. And therefore, you shouldn't leave the water in a room that's heated. It should be left in a cool, dark, room or in a place that has very strong ventilation. Different types of ways of making the water cold by putting them into a refrigerator, freezer, putting ice in them, that all is not acceptable. We have to do what the halacha says, mayim shelanu. And if for whatever reason the water got frozen, one should not put them in a warm spot or next to the fire to make the water, to make the ice melt. You have to let them melt naturally. Sif Gimel. You can draw water once and use that water for a number of days. Ava mitzvah, the proper mitzvah is lisha b'kol yoyim b'fnei atzmai, every day separately. V'noyagim shloi lisha b'kli cheres yashon. We don't use an old earthenware vessel. Afilu shel Pesach, even if it's a Pesach vessel. Elm ken humitzupa, unless it's glazed. The kli chayrus yoshin shenem mitzvah an old earthenware vessel ain hid the mitzvah. It's not appropriate for the mitzvah. It's not nice and vein l'shanas haminig. If one uses a transparent glass vessel, one should have it completely covered around and around. Siftala hanaras b'mei nissen. The rivers in Nissan al piroiv hem yosim karam and aberis are typically colder than wells. Valkein yishav minanor. It's better to draw water from the river. Achla pomam naaris gedoyim afshar shlagim. But sometimes the rivers get overfilled from the snow melting. Venim karam kolkach and they're not that cold. As a toiv yosim lishim and aberis, then go to a well. Sifhei. One should not use an akum to draw the water. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's l'chatchila. And the reason why this is the halacha, because the halacha is machshiri mitzvah. Anything that is done in preparation for mitzvah has the same din like the mitzvah. And just like the halacha is that when matzahs are being made, it should be made through a Jew who could have in mind the shame matzis mitzvah properly. So too, a nachri, that's why a nachri who can't properly have in mind lishma, the shame mitzvah matzah, should not be the one to draw the water. And that's the reason also why a chereshot of a cotton should not be used for mayim shuvim. Sivav, lo yinitnem b'kleli shayi b'edvash, asher me'aperis. Don't put it into a vessel that was used to store honey or fruit juice. Elam kim higil kaidim, unless you kasher the keli first. Koshken shlayitna b'klishayi b'edav acharif. Don't put them into a vessel that had a sharp ingredient in it. Filo lo yachametz, even if that ingredient wasn't chametz. Mishum da'edei dav acharif, the fact that this vessel was previously used for something sharp, memal hachmetz, it could cause that water should make that when it comes in contact with the flour will become chametz quicker. And for this, I feel I got loy mahani lazeh. For this, even kashering the vessel will not be useful. Gam lo yitna bekli nechayshus. Don't put them into a copper vessel. Sheinim etzanin. It doesn't cool off. K'may shah kalim. That's why some don't use any metal. Some don't use any metal vessel because they don't know. There may be what was used previously could affect the water. Some don't use plastic because since plastic wasn't around in the time of Chazal, we don't know what Chazal would have said about plastic, and therefore, because we're trying to be so strict with these halachas, we don't use even a plastic keli l'chatchila.